Hey there, Theme Park Nuts. I'm Dan from ThemeParkNut.com, and this is Nuts About Theme Parks, the weekly theme park podcast where we run through this week's theme park news in a little bit of detail. Today is February the 18th. Let's get cracking. Universal Destinations and Experiences has announced that Everbloom Games has created a Universal Studios Experience downloadable content pack for Minecraft. Players can go on adventures inspired by the various Universal parks from around the world. The rides featured here include Hollywood's Jurassic World ride, Universal Studios Florida's Revenge of the Mummy, Island of Adventure's Skull Island, Beijing's Jurassic World Innovation Center is there, and also the Jaws ride, formerly of Universal Studios Orlando, but still currently housed at Universal Studios Japan. There's some past attractions that are represented as well, with Back to the Future, the ride, being showcased as well. Now, the timing of this announcement is really, really interesting, because last week, Disney announced a $1.5 billion investment in Epic Games, the makers of the game Fortnite. Now, Disney has used the Epic company's Unreal Engine in the development of multiple of their theme park attractions, including Smuggler's Run in Galaxy's Edge. So they've had long ties with Epic Games, but it's interesting that they dipped into it last week and actually invested. But this week, Universal came out and said, look at our amazing experience inside Minecraft that you can go and play now. So yeah, always interesting when our two very large competing theme park bodies both do something in a relatively similar time. Tiana's Bayou Adventure has officially been announced to open in summer. We have a season. It's going to open in summer at Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom. It was announced by the Disney Parks Group on their TikTok and Instagram this week. They also shared on their Instagram a sneak peek at one of the new Tiana animatronics that's going to be featured on the ride. And it looks crazy impressive. It's right up there with the standard of the Frozen animatronics from Hong Kong, and also the Beauty and the Beast animatronics that got used in Japan. So I'm really excited to see how that plays in the ride. Movie World here in Australia gave us more detail on their upcoming Land of Oz, which is currently under construction. We got to see a number of new renderings and some new concept art from around this land that's based, obviously, on the Wizard of Oz. We also found out the official ride names for the two rides. Flight of the Wicked Witch is going to be the name of the Vekoma suspended family coaster. And in the concept art, you can see flying monkeys all around it. So I will still continue to call it the Flying Monkey Coaster, but it's officially called Flight of the Wicked Witch. The other ride is going to be called Kansas Twister. It's the two-track racing Vekoma family boomerang coaster. Legoland New York this summer will introduce Legoland's first gondola ride, the minifigure Skyflyer. Legoland is promising a Lego brick disco ball lights and a disco-themed dance floor in the gondolas, which is going to make for an immersive party in the sky experience. Now, if you've ever stayed at a Legoland hotel, you might know what they're talking about. The lifts at Legoland hotels are disco themed, and they are a ball of fun. I can tell you from staying at Legoland Japan's hotel, it is absolutely super fun every time you get in the lift, even if you're by yourself. If you're with kids, even more fun. So they're going to bring in at Legoland New York a gondola ride with a similar internal making over, which is pretty cool. I like it. I think that's going to be really fun. Attendance and revenue dipped slightly at Cedar Fair's theme parks in 2023. It was announced this week, despite a really strong fourth quarter of attendance at the theme park chain. Cedar Fair owns Knott's Berry Farm and Cedar Point and Kings Island and Canada's Wonderland and a whole bunch of North American parks. They had a reported attendance of 26.7 million guests in 2023, which was down about 200,000 guests from 26.9 million guests in 2022. Revenue was also very slightly down, down to $1.8 billion compared to $1.82 billion in 2022. So it's It is a dip, but it's a very, very slight dip. And as you would know, this chain, Cedar Fair, is about to merge with Six Flags over in the US. So it might be our last year getting Cedar Flair's independent numbers. But yeah, it's just basically remained flat. They did say that guest spending on average was down, which is an interesting marker. A lot of people have attributed that to increased guest spending right after the pandemic, where people were coming out and, for want of a better term, doing revenge tourism, going to places, buying things. And now it's sort of a return to the older times of people with season passes with a lower average spend. SeaWorld San Antonio has announced that its new ride, the world's first launched flume coaster, Catapult Falls, is officially going to open on March 2nd. Now, this ride has been under construction for a while. It's had a few false starts where they're trying to get the mechanism right because, like they say, it is a world's first ride. So it will be really interesting to see what this launched flume coaster works like and how well it operates when it launches very, very soon. 2 weeks. In Spain, there's been a freak accident this week where strong winds have caused a tree to fall on the family wooden coaster Tomahawk at Port Aventura. Now, 5 people were hospitalized from the incident, and 2 of those were reported to have serious injuries from the reports. So, yeah, really surprising. Obviously, things like strong winds are not something really that parks can account for. All they can do is basically shut down when the weather gets dangerous, but I'd say these winds caught them by surprise. And maybe this tree was not as nearly rooted as people thought it was. So yeah, horrible accident, and hopefully all the people with the serious injuries are healing well from that. In Sweden, Liseberg's theme park had a major fire breakout at its indoor water park that's currently under construction. The 3.5-acre Oceana Water World was set to open this summer, but the fire appears to have completely destroyed what's been constructed for the indoor water park. Now, one person was reported missing from the fire, and 16 people, workers that were working at the construction site, were treated for minor injuries and then released from hospital. But I believe, as far as I could see, the person who was missing from the incident is still missing. And obviously there are grave concerns being held for that person, and Liseberg and the community around there are doing everything they can to find out what has happened in that circumstance. And our final story for today is a rejuvenation from fire, believe it or not. Germany's Europa Park has this week shown off some of their construction milestones as work progresses on their reconstruction of the Alpine Express Enzian and the Tyrolean log flume that were destroyed in their fire that they had last year. Europa Park has been terribly unlucky with fires, and I'm not quite sure what's going on, but hopefully whatever's going on in Europe in terms of incidents is going to come to a head very soon, because this fire that occurred last summer in the Austrian section of the European theme park, Europa Park, was their second one. They also had one 2.5 years ago, I think, in the Pirate and Invertaria, their version of Pirates of the Caribbean ride that was also gutted by fire. So let's hope that all of the European theme parks that are having whatever these accidents are can sort themselves out and not have so many risky incidents going on for everybody's sake. We don't like things being burnt down, we like things being constructed. So it's nice to see Europa Park is rebuilding the Alpine Express and the log flume that got destroyed, and hopefully we get to see them operating in the year to come. And that's it for this week's Nuts About Theme Parks. We'll be back next week with more theme park news, so tune in for that. In the meantime, you can check us out on Instagram or Threads at Theme Park Nut Insta, or occasionally on X at Theme Park Nut, or our blog is themeparknut.com. Don't forget to subscribe, watch us on YouTube or TikTok if you're interested in our much, much shorter Theme Park News in a Nutshell videos that come out also every week. And until next week, have a great week theme parking. Cheers.